All right, let's back away from this hypothetical for a second. Speaking to our left pundit brothers and sisters, do you think our unity as commoners is the greatest threat to power based on your analysis? Or on simply being alive and breathing under class? If so, should that be what we need to be bending our minds around, how to achieve that unity if we want to end power? Do you want to end power? Aren't these the questions we should ask, the discussions we should have? Instead of, why can't they recognize our common humanity? First of all, because most people do. And so that's not our problem. Our problem is organized power. Let's take that on. And when we say organized power, let's break that down so that we don't think that we're doing that with every demonstration we have. Organized power. Stand your ground laws popping up all at once in 30 states. What more evidence of organization and orchestration do we need? And to organize power, your outrage is a joy supreme, amusing, if not downright thrilling. And second, if there are people paid not to care, the problem, in addition to organized power, is the wage work system. Think about it. The wage work system is designed to structurally prevent our knowing and so caring about and for each other, to prevent our having empathy for each other. This outcome is structurally ordained, so all your outrage is, I don't know, spinning your wheels toward what effect? The paycheck? And your outrage only deepens the success of it, this tactic. Only a new structure is capable of preventing any of us from being dependent on and so vulnerable to the machinations of power. And on this tip, please don't let us ever forget, until we're free and there's no need to not forget, the virulent effect of paid provocative agents. If you were a small group of high-flying statesmen sitting on mountains of money and the world was awakening, and you knew clandestine agents were a way on the cheap and moreover effective means of unseating it and of preserving therefore your extreme privilege in which you get to make the decisions for the world. Now that's high-flying vision. What would you do? Today we'll be asking, what design of infrastructure supports freedom? And we'll be continuing that conversation over subsequent shows, because as we'll be talking about today, we need certainty that that's what we want. That juror who we heard over the, who got the airplay, was certain. I mean, that's a really good mini example of what I mean. We heard that of those six women, three at the beginning weren't certain. And I would bet you money, or something much more important, that woman was the, what's the right image? That woman was the knife edge. She cut into them and convinced them because she had certainty. And I find it very difficult to believe that her placement in that jury pool was an accident, given what she accomplished. And sometimes you just gotta, you know, allow your experience of being in this system and the games that you've seen played over and over and over in your analysis.